This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Players on the Dartmouth men's basketball team are college employees who are eligible to unionize. Now, that is the view this week of the National Labor Relations Board's regional director in Boston. The players filed to unionize back in the fall. Dartmouth says they could not because they are not employees. The college and the NCAA are likely to appeal, and eventually the full NLRB could weigh in. Northwestern's football team tried about 10 years ago to unionize, but ultimately failed. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has more on Division I college athletes working toward collective bargaining.
D1 athletes can spend 20, 40, 60 hours a week practicing, training, and traveling for games. Gabe Feldman at Tulane Law School says in addition to that,
they are limited sometimes by their coaches in what courses they can take, what majors they can choose. They are sometimes asked to miss class.
And aside from scholarships, which Dartmouth and other Ivy League schools don't even give out, they're not paid. Alicia Jessup at Pepperdine University says that's one thing athletes might try to get out of unionizing.
The right to collectively bargain a wage above and beyond a scholarship. However, there's other benefits beyond that, namely the ability to collectively bargain hours.
And maybe employment conditions, too.
In the world of sports, this is things like drug testing, whether biometric data can be collected from you.
And Jessup says at top schools where broadcasting deals bring in millions of dollars, an athletes' union might try to bargain for revenue sharing. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.